Today's Shir's Masechta Ervin Daf Tzadik Vav. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Hey Amid Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Lema B'drav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kumifli. We learned yesterday in our Mishnah question: what is the halacha if somebody is walking in the street on Shabbos and he finds a pair of tefillin? He of course does not want to leave that pair of tefillin outside exposed. What may he not do? So we had a machlokes in the Mishnah, the Tanakama, and Gamaliel. The Tanakama's opinion was that he could put on one pair at a time, and like that, carry them back to the home, or back to the safest place, as we explained, and then continue doing so. But Gamaliel allowed him to wear two pairs of tefillin. And now the Gemara is going to offer no less than 4 different attempts of explanations in this machloikus. Perhaps the machloikus between Tanakam and Gamaliel is regarding what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur: how many pairs of tefillin can one wear at the same time? Where Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said that there's room to wear 2 pairs of tefillin on the person's head, and there's room to wear 2 pairs of tefillin on the person's hand. And therefore, Zok the Gemara, the Tanakama, less lay Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. The Tanakama will not agree with Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And therefore, according to Tanakama, you can't wear 2 pairs of tefillin because there's no room for 2 pairs of tefillin at the same time. And on the other hand, we're going to hold Rav Gamaliel, Islay Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. He does agree with Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and since there's room to wear 2 pairs of tefillin, so that's what he may do. Says Mar Loi, that is not necessarily the way to understand. For the Kulei Alma Islu, everybody could agree with Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak that there's room for wearing 2 pairs of tefillin. So what is their machlokes? V'ocha, b'Shabbos man tefillin k'milchki. The machlokes is, and we'll speak about this more in the next daf in Mitzvah Shem, if Shabbos is the time for tefillin. Tanakam is sover, Shabbos man tefillin hu. Shabbos is the time to wear tefillin. So the tefillin that you wear are a tachshit. And therefore, because of a situation of atzola that we discussed, that the tefillin should not be left exposed, Chazal allowed us to put them on. But they only allowed us to put on the mount that is considered a mitzvah. What is the mount that's considered a mitzvah? The one pair. We wear one pair of tefillin to fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Gamaliel suffer, and Gamaliel, on the other hand, holds Shabbos loves man tefillin. Shabbos is not the time for tefillin. He does agree that Shabbos is that tefillin is a tachshit. And because he agrees that tefillin is a tachshit, you may wear them on Shabbos. But since you're not wearing them to fulfill a mitzvah, why? Because Shabbos loves man tefillin. So as long as you wear them in the place where they belong, and as Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said, in that place there's room for 2 pairs of tefillin, you can wear 2 pairs of tefillin, which are a tachshit, to save them on Shabbos. So it turns out, as Rashi teaches us, the machloikis of the Tanakam Shem Gamaliel is dual. First, the machloikis, according to this explanation, is Shabbos the zman tefillin? And if tefillin, which is not being worn as a mitzvah, considered a tachshit. In other words, according to the Tanakhama, Shabbos is man tefillin. But you can only consider tefillin as a tachshit if you wear them as the mitzvah tells you to wear them. And that's only one pair at a time. Rav Gamaliel holds Shabbos is not man tefillin. Why are they allowed to wear them to save them? Because they're a tachshit. But they're not wearing them for any mitzvah purpose. And since you're not wearing them for any mitzvah purpose, there's no issue of wearing 2 pairs of tefillin. Why is there no problem about toisif, according to Rav Gamaliel, when you wear 2 pairs of tefillin? So now we learn a very important point, says Rashi, in Hilchos Bar Toisif. He says the only time you have an issur about toisif is when what you're doing can be considered a mitzvah. But what you are doing is not a mitzvah. And as we just said, Rav Gamliel's opinion is that Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin, so therefore, if what you are doing is not a mitzvah, they can't be about Tosif. So we're learning now a very important klal. It's not possible, according to Gamliel, to be over Baal Tosif at a time when there's no mitzvah to wear the tefillin. Of course, the other question is, why, if it's not Zman Tefillin, isn't there a concern that the tefillin is muksa? So the Ramah says that tefillin are always considered a klish melach de leheter that are not muksa. The Magen of Ram seems to hold that they're klish melach de leheter, but even according to the Magen of Ram, explains the Prima Godim, the Magen of Ram is going to agree that Letzaira, the situation of our Gemara, where the tefillin are being left outside in a place where they can be ruined, that's why, even if it's a klishim lach delissa, may be moved. So now, we have a very fundamental question to discuss. Our Gemara is speaking about Shabbos Zman Tefillin, Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin. The Miches Chinuch discuss, and well, therefore would be, the halacha, if you're wearing tefillin, when it's not the time to wear tefillin, what could you do? So the Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel Ois Tes says, we know on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. You're not allowed to wear shoes made out of leather. So what's going to be if somebody walks out on Yom Kippur wearing shoes? So he's certainly over for wearing shoes in Yom Kippur. That's no question. But will he also be over for carrying a Shabbos? Because on Shabbos, it's not a malbush. On Yom Kippur, again, I'm sorry. On Yom Kippur, shoes are not a malbush. They're a masui. And according to what we're learning now, if Shabbos is man tefillin, so you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. Because that's the tachshit, because that's the way you fulfill the mitzvah. If you're going to wear an extra pair, according to the Tanakhama, and therefore you will not be fulfilling a mitzvah, you will be over Baal Tosif, and that's why you're not allowed to wear the other pair. So what you're not allowed to wear becomes a masui. So says the Meches Chinuch, if you're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, they turn into a masui if you do wear them. That's the Meches Chinuch. And the Shagas Arya also seems to agree with the opinion of the Meches Chinuch. The Meshag and Ayur Chaim Simulam Gimel disagrees. He says that the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Amun Aleph, discusses that at Shabbos you're not allowed to wear a sandal masumah. We learned the sugya was a type of shoe. There was a Maisa Shahaya that Klai So was suffered because of it. So what do we see? That even though you wear a sandal masumah on Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't suggest that if you wear a sandal masumah on Shabbos, you're going to be chai for carrying. So what do we see from that? That something which is really a malbush, even though you're not supposed to wear it, it doesn't make that it shouldn't be a malbush. So tefillin, that tefillin should be considered a tachshit or not be considered a tachshit, is something that we could truly debate. Because tefillin is not really an article of clothing that we normally wear. But when we speak about shoes, says the Marshag, which are something that we all wear, therefore the shoes don't become a masui, even though I'm not supposed to wear them. It seems that the machlokes, the Meches Chinuch, and the Meches Chinuch and the Marshag, is how do we look when we call tefillin a tachshit? Are they only a tachshit because they serve as a mitzvah, or are they a tachshit because they're a tachshit? And that would be the basis of their machlokes. Our Gemara now also discussed the concept of Shabbos Zman Tefillin or Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. We know that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But the Rav Dushinsky quotes a very interesting medrash, a medrash pliya. The medrash pliya says, Ein menichen tefillin ela b'Shabbos. The medrash says that the only day of the week we wear tefillin is only on Shabbos. It's a very difficult medrash to understand. Because we know that on tefillin we don't, is the one day of the week we don't wear Shabbos is tefillin. So he explains, what's the point of wearing tefillin? The point of wearing tefillin is to show our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains, somebody who shomer Shabbos shows that he has amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because somebody who shomer Shabbos, he doesn't work on Shabbos, not concerned that he's not working on Shabbos, because he has full amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this person who is shomer Shabbos is doing the same thing as the wearing tefillin. And by showing on Shabbos that I don't work, that shows that he absorbed the lesson of the tefillin. That's why he doesn't have to wear the tefillin. The tefillin did what they were supposed to do. The pasuk says, "Apishnayim edim ushloish edim." The Torah, when it speaks about how many witnesses we need in a case, says, "Apishnayim edim ushloish edim." So, of course, at first glance, the pasuk is somewhat of a difficult pasuk. If two edim are sufficient, what does the Torah say? Shloish edim. So I saw the Sefer Pnina Yecheskel explains. We know that each one of us has three oises. We have the ois mila, which is called an ois. Shabbos is called an ois, and tefillin are called an ois. All week long, we have two oises: the mila and the tefillin. Shabbos, which is an ois, that's why Shabbos loves man tefillin, because we don't need an ois on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos we already have the mila, which we always have, and we have Shabbos itself. There's no need to wear tefillin. And that's pshat. Apishnei edim yakum davar. We have the two edim every Shabbos, Shabbos and the mila. However, and during the week we have two edim, the mila and the tefillin. The Talmud Chacham, who says just the opposite of the previous verse. He says, the Talmud Chacham who absorbs the lesson of Shabbos all week long, so by him, he has all week long three oises. He has the ois of tefillin, he has the ois of mila, and he also has the lesson of Shabbos that he carries all week long. So if we combine these two divrei Torah, the Talmud Chacham who absorbs the lesson of the tefillin, and he's also the individual who absorbs the lesson of Shabbos, he all week long has the lesson of Shabbos accompanying him, and he has on Shabbos the lesson of the tefillin with him. So he's the person, apishnei edim. Regular people have two edim all the time. During the week, tefillin and mila, Shabbos and mila. But if you're a person that absorbs the lesson of the Shabbos, and you absorb the lesson of the tefillin, then you will be a person that has always with you shlosh edim. Every week by Havdalah, the Sefer Pnei Shabbos explains, we say the pasuk in the Megillah of Lehudim Ha'isayir V'simcha V'sasim V'yikar. Why do we say that pasuk? Because on Shabbos, as we're now discussing, we don't wear tefillin. However, but as Shabbos ends, we're going to become mechuyev in tefillin again. So therefore, the Gemara in Masechet Megillah says, V'yikar elu tefillin. So every Matzoi Shabbos, after the day of Shabbos passes, where on the day of Shabbos we could not have worn tefillin, we make an announcement. I now, Baruch Hashem, will have the opportunity to put on tefillin again. And that's why we make that announcement every Matzoi Shabbos. V'bay Seima, Nara Gemara attempts to give a different explanation in the machloikas between the Tanakam and Gamliel. The Kulam Shabbos Zan Tefillin Hu. Everybody agrees that Shabbos is Mount Tefillin. And therefore, if you're not wearing it for a mitzvah, it would not be a tachshit. And therefore, everybody ought to agree that you should only be allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. Says the Merva Hacha, says the Gemara, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana kamilfki. The machlokes is a different machlokes. The machlokes that we have is, does a mitzvah have to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah? And now explains the Gemara. Tanakam Sava, Lotzeis by Kavana. In order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have Kavana. And therefore, you have to have Kavana, so you can't say more than one pair of tefillin. Because if you're going to have Kavana to do two pairs of tefillin, when you put on the, to be mekayim the mitzvah with two pairs of tefillin, you're going to have indeed the proper kavana, but now you'll have a problem about toisif, for as we explained a moment ago, there's an issa about toisif when you wear more than one pair of tefillin for a mitzvah. Regemliel sova loy bay kavana. To fulfill a mitzvah, you don't have to have kavana. But the issa about toisif, the only time you're over the issa about toisif is when you have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. So this person that's putting on the two pairs of tefillin, he's not intending to fulfill a mitzvah. If he's not intending to fulfill a mitzvah, by wearing the second pair, he isn't doing Baal Toysef. Because Baal Toysef, you're only over when you intend to do a mitzvah. He didn't have any kavana to do a mitzvah. So here, we're learning that the concept of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, which is a machlokes throughout Shas, are mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simon Samech Sif Dalid, and the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Katan Yud, teaches us the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana l'chumra. That means if somebody fulfilled a mitzvah and he didn't have kavana, should do it over, but he should not make a bracha again, because maybe he already fulfilled the mitzvah. On the other hand, maybe he didn't, so do it over without a bracha. So of course the question is, this whole concept of mitzvah tzrichas kavana, where does it come from? Is it a deraisa or a derabbanan? Many achronim use our gemara as a raya, because the opinion in our gemara says, the opinion that held the mitzvah tzrichas kavana is saying that that's the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah tefillin. So it seems that our gemara is a raya, that certainly according to the Tanakhama, if that without mitzvah tzrichas kavana, certainly according to the Tanakhama, you have to have kavana. Rashi has a different girsa. But there are achroinim that don't agree with this. The Sefer Imri Bina quotes Tosfos Masechta Sukkadaf Gimel Amud Aleph that says that mitzvah tzrichas kavana is only midrabbanan. And therefore, even though we're learning maybe according to Tanakhama, without mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, he explains what it means to say is that the chachamim have a right to define how we fulfill a mitzvah. He says, for example, the halacha is, we learn in Masechta Sukkah, that if somebody has a sukkah that Rosh Shivarubai, most of his body and head, do not fit into the sukkah, it's not a valid sukkah. Now the question is, Midaraisa, it's certainly a valid sukkah. It's the Rabbanan who said it's not a valid sukkah. But because the Rabbanan have a right to make these, to define the mitzvah, that's why the mitzvah will not be yoytze the mitzvah, even Midaraisa, even though it's a din, the Rabbanan. What is the makor for mitzvah tzrichas kavana? The Karen Ira says, a simple svara. He says, if you can do a mitzvah without having kavana, it's going to be considered like you are a misasik. Just like we learned that somebody who's a misasik, we learned this extensively on Shabbos, if you do a malacha as a misasik, you're not considered you did a malacha. It goes the other way around. If you did a mitzvah as a misasik, you're also not yoytze the mitzvah. Others, however, say, from a pasuk that we say every day, and by Krishma, we say, Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem. That when we do a mitzvah, we have to have kavana. Now the Gemara offers a third way of explaining the machlokes of Tanakhama and Gamaliel. V'vayasem dekulama lotzeis leboi kavana. You don't need kavana to fulfill a mitzvah. And they also are going to hold that Shabbos is man tefillin. They're also going to hold that tefillin is a tachshit even when you're wearing them not l'shei mitzvah. The machlokes is when somebody does a mitzvah, not with the intention, when somebody does something, not with the intention to do a mitzvah, is he over bar taisef. The Tanakhama's opinion is, lava mishum bar taisef leboy kavana. As soon as you do something that you're not, which is more than what you're supposed to do, you're over bar taisef. So when you wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, both are a tachshit. And you're going to be over about toisif for the second pair. Gamliel Sover, you don't have to have kavana. And lava mishim toisif by kavana. To be over the mitzvah about toisif, you have to have kavana to do a mitzvah. And here, this person is wearing the tefillin, but he's not intending to do a mitzvah with this wearing of the tefillin. He's just doing it l'shem hatzalah. Then it's not, you're not over Baltoisif. And the reason, the way the Chasam Sofer explains, the Chasam Sofer says that the question is, if you do a mitzvah, so you have a ma'isa mitzvah, is a ma'isa mitzvah considered a mitzvah that you should be over Baltoisif immediately? Tanakama says yes, and Gamliel holds no. V'bayisema, a fourth explanation, eat the Sefirah Shabbos Ma'at Tefillin. If you're going to hold that Shabbos is as Ma'at Tefillin, the Kulam Lo'ilava by Kavana, everybody will agree to be over Ba'at Toysif, you're over immediately. If you're doing something which is a mitzvah, in a time where you could fulfill the mitzvah, then you are over Ba'at Toysif immediately. And as soon as you put on the tefillin, you yoytz the mitzvah. Because obviously he's going to behold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana. The machlokes is just the opposite. If you're over when it's not the zman mitzvah. The Tanakam holds that even though Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, loy boy kavana. You don't have to have kavana for a mitzvah to be over Baal Toysef. Because even if you do it in a time which is not the zman of the mitzvah, it's still considered a mitzvah, and therefore you can be over Baal Toysef. Gamliel Sofer, lavish leib is monai, if you're doing a mitzvah when it's not the time to do that mitzvah, by kavana. Otherwise, it's not anything, because now's not the time for doing such a mitzvah. So let's speak about this for a moment. We spoke twice already, more than twice today in our shir, about the Issa Baal Toysef. The pasuk says, "As kol davar shonach mitzav eschem oisoi tishmeru latzois lo soisef alav." So to be over Baal Toysef, you have to do something which is in addition to a mitzvah. If what you're doing is not a mitzvah, so that's not considered Baal Toysef. So the Tanakama, so now explains the Chasam Sofer, when it's the Zman Mitzvah versus when it's not the Zman Mitzvah. When it's the Zman Mitzvah, we assume that whatever you're doing is a Shem Mitzvah. And therefore, even without Kavono, you're going to be over Baal Toysef. When it's Shloi Zman Mitzvah, so if you didn't have Kavono for a Mitzvah, so why would I consider this Baal Toysef? So he explains, so now we have to understand the opinion of Tanakama. So explains the Maram Yisodah that not by every mitzvah, if somebody does it at a time when it's not a Zman mitzvah, you should be over Baal Toysef. Because he makes a very interesting point. The halacha should be, then, that we should never be allowed to stop working during the week. Because when we're not working, we're at rest, which is the mitzvah Shabbos. So would that anybody suggest that if you don't work for a moment during the week, you're over Baal Toysef and Shabbos? Of course not. He says what the Gemara means to say is that if you do something that isn't a mitzvah, but it looks like a mitzvah. In other words, when you don't work, it doesn't look like you're doing it because I'm deliberately not working. I want to make Monday morning into Shabbos. But when you put on tefillin, people don't just put on tefillin. So even though Shabbos is not this man tefillin, it's obvious that why are you putting on tefillin? You're putting on tefillin because of Baal Toysef. And that's why we have to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, Ihochi, if we're saying that you can be over Baal Toysef, even when it's Shloi's man mitzvah, ask the Gemara, Rameyor, Zogachi Nami Loi, we shouldn't even allow to be wear one pair of tefillin on Shabbos. Because Shabbos loves man tefillin. But you're saying that every time you put on the tefillin, you're over the mitzvah about you're over Baal Toysef. Void. Another question. Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz is a big question. Is it the seventh day of Sukkot or is it already Shmini Atzeres? And because of that, we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, how could you sit on the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres if It's a shayla, and you're not supposed to sit on it. You'll be over Baal Tosef. What's the answer? Because and the halacha is that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz. How must we understand it? Because if Shmini Atzeres is really the seventh day of Sukkot, so it's the Zman Mitzvah. If it's the Zman Mitzvah, I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm sitting in the sukkah. If it's not the Zman Mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef. So we see that there is no Baal Tosef when you're over a mitzvah, when you do something when it's not the Zman Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, al machvar to kedushinu meikara. We have to go back to one of the earlier terutzim that we said this teretz doesn't work. So it's very interesting. If we look in Rashi, Rashi says that we have to go back to the teretz that discuss that says a mafkamina Shabbos mantfilin or Shabbos loves mantfilin. The Ritva says that we don't have to go necessarily back to that teretz. Any of the terutzim that we said is valid besides the last terutz. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that indeed, if you find tefillin in the street on Shabbos, you only take in one pair at a time. The Arzurua disagrees because the question really evolves, especially the way Rashi discusses if Shabbos zman tefillin or Shabbos lav zman tefillin. And in fact, the Achroinim ask a question on the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin, as we're going to get into the sugya, Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin. If Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin, the halacha ought to be that you're allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says that you're only allowed to wear one pair. If we say Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin, you should be allowed to wear two pairs. So the Mashal explains that even if you hold Shabbos loves Mount Tefillin, we're supposed to wear the tefillin when we save them on Shabbos in the same manner that we wear the tefillin all week long. And since all week long we only wear one pair of tefillin, so too is what we're supposed to do on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham indeed explains the Shulchan Aruch as follows. He says that really the halacha should be that you should be allowed to wear two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. Because as we're learning, Shabbos loves man tefillin. However, what is this entire position based on what we learned in the end of yesterday's shiur and the beginning of today's shiur, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak's point that this place on the head for two pairs of tefillin. We don't know exactly, says the Magen Avraham, how to wear two pairs of tefillin properly on the head. And in fact, perhaps the reason is I saw a tshuva from Rav Yosef Zatzal in the Shas of Tshuva Shibayi Omer. He says there's room for two pairs of tefillin on the head when you're wearing small tefillin. If you're wearing larger shalroish, there is no room. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch, even though technically could have paskin that you could wear two pairs of tefillin, because Shabbos loves man tefillin, said to wear only one pair of tefillin. The Shagas Aryeh has a different way of explaining the two seemingly contradictory positions of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, when we say Shabbos loves man tefillin, how do we understand? Do we understand it that on Shabbos there's an Isser to wear tefillin, or to then indeed there's Isser Baal Tosef? Or is the Isser, when we speak about Shabbos, loves man tefillin, that you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos, but it doesn't mean that there's an Isser. If that's the case, it'll be possible to be over the Isser Baal Tosef. Doinig Yontif wants to say that they're two separate Isurim. There's an Isser to put on tefillin, and there's an Isser of having tefillin on your head. So he says that when we say Shabbos loves man tefillin, it's only regarding putting on tefillin. But if somebody is already wearing tefillin, that there's no Isser. And therefore, it's not so clear-cut that Shabbos loves man tefillin. And since it's not so clear-cut that it's Shabbos loves man tefillin, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins wear only one pair of tefillin as you take it out. The Rosh teaches us that somebody who wears tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Baruch Tam, he should have kavanah that the tefillin that are not the tefillin that we're obligated to weigh should just not be, he's not wearing them l'shem tefillin. And the Shulchan Aruch indeed says, Yerushmayim yotzi deishneim, a Yerushmayim wears two pairs of tefillin, he should make two pairs of tefillin. V'nich shneim, put them both on. V'chavim b'chan d'chosun, b'oysim shem meliv d'chosun, and the yotzi d'chavosai. You should have kavono that the pair is the, that I'm supposed to wear, that's the pair that I want to be mekayim the mitzvah. V'ashar hem kurtzus b'alma, the other are just boxes of leather. Ask the bi'alocha, why do I have to have that kavono? If it's not fulfilling the mitzvah, because that's not the way tefillin is supposed to be, so automatically they're not tefillin. So the Bi'ah Loch explains that the Rosh holds mitzvah tzrichas kavona. And the Rosh held that you're supposed to wear, not like the minig by most people are, that they put on the Rashi and Rebbe Tam tefillin at the same time. So now the question is, what are you supposed to do? If you're not going to have kavona, and we paskin the mitzvah tzrichas kavona, so you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. If you're going to have kavono, then you're going to have a problem about toisif. So the way to avoid the problem, explains the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, is by having in mind that with what I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah, which the one I'm not yoytzeh the mitzvah, is not filling at all. The Bi'ah Loch in Hilchos Shabbos, Shimon Shin Mem Dalet, the Vermaskul Afilu, says somebody's traveling in the Midbar, and he doesn't realize when Shabbos is, he should do every day as much as he needs to live. And the seventh day of his reckoning, which is not necessarily Shabbos, he should make Kiddush. And he says on that day, he should put on tefillin. But, and he explains why. He explains, what's the entire reason, as we're going to learn, that on Shabbos you don't wear tefillin? Because you have a different ois. What's the ois that you have on Shabbos? The fact that you're keeping Shabbos. But this person is not keeping Shabbos. He's working on the Shabbos. An individual who's working on the Shabbos doesn't have the patur for not wearing tefillin. Says the Gemara, as we get into this discussion. Says the Ramban Shamlei, who is the opinion that holds Shabbos man tefillin? The Shabbos is Mantzon. Says Mar Kiva. It's the opinion of Kiva. The Tanya. The pasuk says in the parasha of wearing tefillin. From the word yomim, we learn by day we wear tefillin. V'loy lailus, not by night. Mi yomim, the extra mem. Loy koyom, not all days. Prat the Shabbos for yom tovim, and Shabbos and yontiv, we don't wear tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Kiva Imaloy Nema. Chukazu, this pasuk, when it says the word chukah, is referring Elin Pesach Bavad. The parasha before this is speaking about the chiv of Karban Pesach, and he explains that this pasuk is to be understood to regarding the halacha of Karban Pesach. And the pasuk is teaching us, miyam yamima, every year we're obligated to put on, to make a Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, if you're explaining this pasuk this way, the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Krisis says a Pesach umila mitzvah asay. Normally, there's no chiyuv karis when you violate a mitzvah asay. There's only chiyuv karis when you violate a mitzvah lois asay. But the Mishnah Masechet Krisis at the beginning of Masechet says that Pesach and mila are mitzvahs asay, which are exceptions to the rule that even though they're only a mitzvah asay, you chiyuv karis if you violate it. Let's say that Mishnah cannot be consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Dear Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says that the pasuk Kiva the Mukulei, the pasuk of Shmata Zachuka, is explaining. He explains it's referring to Karban Pesach. So now the Gemara says Lav Nami Ika. We should explain that Karban Pesach comes with a lav, because Rav Oven teaches us. Rav Oven Amar Rabbi Loi, Damar Rav Oven Amar Rabbi Loi. Kamakum Shnemar Hishama Pen Veal. It refers to mitzvah sasei. So why are we saying that Pesach is a mitzvah sasei that comes with a chorus? The way we're learning now, the way Rabbi Kiva is explaining this pasuk, Pesach is a mitzvah sasei. Answers the Gemara field time Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, that Mishnah could follow the opinion of Rabbi Kiva as well. When is Hishomer considered a lav? Hishomer, the lav. When the Torah is speaking about not doing something, and it uses the word Hishomer, it's there to teach us a lav. Hishomer, the essay. But when the Torah is speaking about a mitzvah essay, asay, then even though the Torah uses the word shomer, it's still to be considered a mitzvah asay. Ask the Gemara. So now that we're saying that the pasuk, according to Rekiva, is talking about a Karban Pesach, are we now going to hold the Sover Rekiva Shabbos Man Tefillin Hu? That Shabbos is Man Tefillin, V'tanya Rekiva Omer. Yochel Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos is for Yom Tovim. Is it indeed appropriate? Should a person put on Tefillin Shabbos Yom Tovim? Tamalayma. V'hoi lecha l'ois al yotcha. Misha tzrich an ois. Days that require an ois, we wear Tefillin. Yotze Eilu Shabbos V'yontov. Shein guf an ois. They are ois by themselves. And therefore, as the pasuk says, "A shabsoi say to shmoiru ki oisi beni benechem adareseichem ledas ani kani Hashem mekadeshchem." And since all yom tovim are called shabboson, so the word ois that we apply to Shabbos applies to yom tovim as well. And that's why you don't have to wear tefillin on those days. So there's a very fundamental question: what is meant that because Shabbos is an ois, we don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos? Is it the actual day, or is it the fact that we can't do melacha? So some say it's the actual day, and therefore a chol moed, they don't wear tefillin, because chol moed is yontif. Or if it depends on working, so if you work a chol moed, you ought to put on tefillin. Chol moed discusses the meyosher and chelik beis simen kuf mem datz. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Nun Hei, tells us that on a day that there's a bris milah, you shouldn't take off the tefillin until after the bris, because the meal is an ois, and tefillin is an ois. And it's appropriate that you should have two oises at the same time. So now, I saw a question. So why don't we put on tefillin on Shabbos? And just like when we wear by a bris, we want to have all the oises on us. Shabbos, we should have an ois of tefillin and also have the ois of tefillin. So Rabbi Yosef said that the ois of Shabbos is zeich letzis mitzrayim. And the ois of tefillin is zeich letzis mitzrayim. When we say that you wear, when you do milah and tefillin, and wear the tefillin when you do milah, because the ois of tefillin and the ois of milah are two different types of oises. Since they're two different types of oises, we should wear both to show both elements in our avodas Hashem. But since Shabbos and tefillin represent the same type of ois, there is no reason to do both of them at the same time. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Tuf Chaf Gimel Sif Katan Yud explains that this is the reason why the minig is to take off our tefillin before we daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Because he explains that just like on Yontif we don't wear tefillin, Rosh Chodesh is so, when we daven musaf, at least, we're showing that today is not a regular day, and that's why we don't wear the tefillin when we daven musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, so Elahai Tana, who is the Tana that says Shabbos man tefillin, Elahai Tanhu, the Tanya, Hanir Balela. Somebody's up by night. So of course, normally we shouldn't wear tefillin by night because we may pass wind and you're not allowed to do so when you're wearing tefillin. You're not going to realize you're sleeping. But if you're up by night, the loch is rotz or chaylitz. If he wants, he could take him off. Rotz or meniach. If he wants, he could wear it. Divrei Reb Noson. Reb Yonasan, I could turn him, aim meniach and tefillin belayla. You can't wear tefillin at night. Laila loves man tefillin. So explains the Gemara. Mid the Laila, Tanakam is man tefillin. Just like the Tanakam holds that you can wear tefillin by night, he's also going to hold Shabbos Nami is man tefillin, that you can wear tefillin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why do you say they travel together? Dilma Sfirle, Laila is man tefillin. Maybe indeed Reb Noson holds Laila is man tefillin, but he'll hold Shabbos loves man tefillin. They don't necessarily travel together. And says the Gemara, I'll prove that to you. The Shemin and Rebbe Kiva, Dama Laila's man tefillin, Rebbe Kiva, who says the pasuk of Yom Yomim refers to Karban Pesach, says you can wear tefillin by night, but he just told us Shabbos loves man tefillin. So again, we're looking for a mandam that says Shabbos man tefillin. El Haytanhu, the Tanya Michal Bas Kushi. Michal was the daughter of Kush. The reason Shol is called a Kushi is the Gemara explains that ma kushi mishuna ba'ira, the skin of a kushi is different. Shol was mishuna ba'masif. He was exceptional in the way he acted. Says the Gemara, he hoisa benachas tefillin. She used to wear tefillin. And the Chacham didn't say anything against her. Rishta shel Yoina, the wife of Yoina, hoisa oil regal. She would be oil regal, and he and she too v'lo micha by Chachamim. Now, aliyah regal is certainly a mitzvah say she's my grandma. So what do we see? Mid lo micha by Chachamim. There must be. Why didn't they say anything to Michal? Alma kusavri mitzvah say shloi is my grandma. He. It must be that it's a mitzvah say shloi is my grandma. Because if it was a mitzvah say she's my grandma, how would have Chazal allowed her to wear tefillin, which she's not allowed to wear? And as I saw the Mefarshim, the Rishonim explain, because a woman's body is not always clean. So if it's not a mitzvah say shloi is my grandma, so I could understand how they let her, they're going to let her wear tefillin, even though there are those considerations. But if it's a mitzvah say she's my grandma, how could we let her wear tefillin when they could have all of these repercussions? Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Dilma Savalok, Rav Yosi, the Amar, Noishim Soimchus Rishus. The halacha is that when man brings a carbon, the Torah says that he has to do smicha. Daba b'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara teaches us, b'nei Yisrael Soimchus, ve b'nei Yisrael Soimchus. Only men are mechuyiv to do smicha, not women. What happens if a woman wants to do smicha? She may do so. So that's what we're going to say by all mitzvahs. That even if a woman is not obligated to do the mitzvah, we will let her do it. But that doesn't mean that just because Michal wore tefillin, that Shabbos man tefillin. It may be that Shabbos is lav's man tefillin, but they're allowed to do a mitzvah sasei, shloi hazman groma. What's the issue? Because there's an issue. Because when somebody does smicha, the halach is you're supposed to do smicha b'chol kaychai. You're supposed to do smicha with all of your ability. But on the other hand, you're not allowed to work with a carbon. So if you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah, there's obviously no problem. But if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, how may you do so? The answer is, from here, that women, when women do smicha, they don't do it b'chol kaychai. And since they don't do it b'chol kaychai, that's why there's no issue. Here we have a very, very fundamental machloikus rishonim. If a woman does a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, which we're learning now in the Gemara, she may do the mitzvah even though she's not obligated. Can she make a brocha? Rebbeinu Pam Paskin, that our Gemara just said, that Rabbi Yossi teaches us that women can do mitzvahs even though they're not obligated. And just like they may do mitzvahs that they're not obligated to do, they can even make a bracha on them. The Rambam paskins that they cannot make a bracha. And the Rambam's opinion is, because what do we say every time we make a bracha? Asher kedishonu b'mitzvosof v'tzivanu. How can we say v'tzivanu when we're not obligated to do the mitzvah? So it must be that you can't make the bracha. And in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, that when women do a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do, they should not make a bracha. The Rambam, the Ramah, however, paskins like Tosfos that we do make a bracha. How do we indeed say v'tzivanu? So one explanation I saw is that we say v'tzivanu on the men. Since there's a mitzvah on men, so this is a mitzvah that's v'tzivanu. Another explanation that I saw is that we know that there are two types of ways of fulfilling a mitzvah. There's mitzvah v'oisa, that you're obligated to do the mitzvah, and there's mitzvah v'eina oisa, where you're not obligated to do the mitzvah. And there are advantages to doing a mitzvah when you're mitzvah v'oisa, and there are advantages if you do it in a mitzvah v'oisa. Mitzvah v'oisa shows that I care about the mitzvah, that I do it, even though the Yetzahara is trying to prevent me from doing the mitzvah because he knows I'm mitzvah v'oisa. Ein mitzvah v'oisa shows that I'm prepared to do the mitzvah even though I'm not obligated to do the mitzvah. So each comes with its advantages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we should fulfill mitzvahs in both types of methods. So that's why he said men do it mitzvah v'oisa, women do it ein mitzvah v'oisa. But it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to totally exempt women. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to totally exempt women, that's why women could say V'tzivanu. If we're not going to say that women could do mitzvahs that they're not obligated to do, so we could maybe explain Michal and say that Michal wore tefillin because tefillin are not a mitzvah, say she's man groma. But Ishta Shel Yoina, we learned, Tais Oil Regal. And I saw the Mefarshim explain why did she specifically be Oil Regal? Because she learned from her husband who tried to run away from Hashem what happens when you try to run away from Hashem. So she did just the opposite. She always ran towards Hashem to be Oil Regal. And we learned, nobody could disagree that Yontif is a mitzvah seishes is magroma. Elikasavar, how must we explain that it's rishus? And even though they're not obligated to fulfill those mitzvahs, they may fulfill the mitzvah. Hachanami will say by tefillin the same, they have rishus. So again, have not been able to prove who holds Shabbos as man tefillin. Says the Maral Haitani. The Tanya the Brisa says, Hamaitzi tefillin, if somebody wears tefillin, just before we go further, even though the Gemara just taught us that a woman could do mitzvahs that they're not obligated to do, when it comes to tefillin, the Shulchan Aruch says that women should not wear tefillin, even though they're allowed to do mitzvahs that are mitzvahs that say Shazman Groma. Elahai Tana, the Tanya Moshe Tefillin, if somebody finds Tefillin on Shabbos in a place where they could get destroyed, Machnisen Zug Zug. Echad Ish, and the Brice says that this halacha applies, Echad Ish v'Echad Isha, both to men and women, Echad Chadosh v'Echad Yishonos, new or old, Divrei Emeya. Rabbi Yehuda Isa b'Chadoshes, Rabbi Yehuda says that you may not be Mechal Shabbos for Tefillin Chadoshes, because we need to be concerned that they're not really Tefillin. They're only kameis. U matter be yishonis, but he allows us to save tefillin yishonis. Says the Gemara by studying the brisa. At kan lepligi, when we learn this brisa, the machlokes says bechadoshes v'yishonis, new or old. Av be isha, but there's nobody that disagrees. That everybody agrees that the woman could wear tefillin. Shma mina, it must be the mitzvah says shloiz man groma. For kam mitzvah says shloiz man groma noshim chayoves. And therefore, they could wear the tefillin. So I saw that the Rishonim ask, maybe women are part of tefillin, but they're still considered a tachshit. And anything that's a tachshit is permissible to be worn on Shabbos. So Tosfos the Ramask Avol explains, a man who wears tefillin all week long, for him, tefillin is a tachshit on Shabbos, even if he's not obligated to wear them. A woman, if she would not be mechuyev to wear tefillin all week long, and wouldn't wear tefillin all week long, they cannot be considered a tachshit. So if the Gemara is saying that it is a tachshit, even for women, and therefore they may be worn on Shabbos, it must be that women wore tefillin all week long. Says the Gemara, what's the raya that Shabbos is not tefillin? Dilma, maybe we'll explain this brisa as we've explained the previous brises. We'll say, we're passing that women may wear tefillin even though they're not obligated. Says the Gemara, it doesn't make sense. The lawyer of Meir, Sovla Krabios, we know the Rameyah, who's a Tana now Mishnah, doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. The lawyer of Yehuda, Sovla Krabios. And we know Rabbi Yehuda, the other Tana, doesn't agree with Rabbi Yossi. And the Gemara shows us from where we know this. Loira may sovel krab yosef tnan. Eima akvenes atinoikus mletkoya. The Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us we do not stop children for blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah because we're allowed to be mechanech them to do mitzvahs. Ha, noshem akven. Only children. Now, there's no chil the yontif the raisa by blowing the shofar. Now, if this, and shofar is certainly mitzvah seishes man groma, that noshim are part of from. So we see that why women may not blow. Stam is nisen, the stam mishnah is rameyer, and when they blow the shofar, it looks like they're doing a mitzvah. So we see from here that Rabbi Yossi, rameyer doesn't allow a woman to do something that she's not supposed to do. The pasuk says, going back to what we spoke about earlier, the the mitzvah of smicha and the carbon. Daba b'nei Yisrael v'samach. So we learn from the b'nei Yisrael samchis, b'nei Yisrael manchis. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Amrim Nashim samchis, women may do smicha. Now the stam sifra, when we have an anonymous sifra, whose opinion is it? Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that women are not allowed to do something that they're not obligated to do. So here too, Rameya holds that women aren't allowed to blow shofar because they're not obligated in the shofar. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're not allowed to blow, they're not allowed to do smicha if they're not obligated to do smicha. So now, the b'raisa of Amotzi Tefillin doesn't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. What? So then how can we understand that b'raisa? Because the two tanoim of that b'raisa are Rameya Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we understand the b'raisa that says when a woman finds tefillin on Shabbos, she may wear them? It must be because women are mechuyev in wearing tefillin according to these man da'omrim, because it's not a mitzvah to say shel zman grama. Now we found the tanoim who hold that Shabbos zman tefillin.